brought to you by Penguin.
The Big Con by Mariana Mazzucato and Rosie Cullington. Read by Amy Finnegan. Chapter 1. Introduction. The Big Con. A confidence trick. To overcome the greatest challenges of our time, from pandemics to the climate crisis, requires ambition and prowess. All types of organizations in our economies must be guided by experience and technical knowledge, and people with project management skills. Businesses, governments, and organizations from civil society with these capabilities can then work together to meet our collective social, economic, and environmental needs. And yet this does not describe the world we live in. Many governments have stopped investing in their own capacity and capabilities, and because they fear failure, they do not take risks. Many businesses have shirked responsibility for change and are focused on earning short-term profits through easy, unproductive strategies, such as buying back their own shares to boost stock prices or not paying workers their fair share. Bad governance in both business and the state has, over the last half century, caused short-termism to overshadow investments needed for progress. These trends have depleted organizations of knowledge, skills, and vision. And one group of actors has ridden the wave of this form of capitalism and the underlying depletion of capabilities, earning huge sums of money in the process: the consulting industry. Consulting companies such as McKinsey, Boston Consulting Group, BCG, and Bain & Company, often referred to as the Big Three strategy firms, and PwC, Deloitte, KPMG, and EY, the Big Four accountancies, are hired by governments, businesses, and other organizations to perform different types of tasks on their behalf. When consultancies are hired by businesses, the tasks they are given sometimes relate to corporate strategy, sometimes to the management and execution of a specific project, and sometimes to a particular capacity, such as IT or financial planning. Governments often contract consultancies to help deliver critical functions, from the development of climate adaptation strategies to the rollout of vaccination programs and the commissioning of welfare services. Today, the size of the consulting industry and the contracts it receives have become eye-wateringly large. Their growth shows no sign of slowing down. In 2021, estimates of the global consulting services market ranged from between almost $700 billion to over $900 billion, though these figures do not give the full picture of consultancies' activity. In every room, the omnipresence of consultants across the economy is striking. Indeed, during the first 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic, 2020 to 21, governments spent unprecedented figures on contracts with the big consultancies. By July 2020, McKinsey had already secured over $100 million from the federal government in the United States for pandemic-related tasks. In the United Kingdom, Deloitte received at least £279.5 million from the central government in 2021. One estimate suggests that in the UK, over £2.5 billion worth of consultancy contracts were awarded by public bodies in 2021. In Italy, McKinsey was contracted to help organize the country's €191.5 billion share of the EU Pandemic Recovery Fund. Consultants have also been at the highest tables of decision-making during many of the past decade's global economic upheavals, from the Eurozone debt crisis to the recovery of Puerto Rico in the wake of Hurricane Maria. During that time, the Big Three and the Big Four have also been hired to help design smart cities, develop national net zero carbon strategies, propose education reforms, counsel armies, manage the construction of hospitals, draft medical ethics codes, write tax legislation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?